Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the final hour of the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and the official Odd Couple side piece. His name is Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard.
The official Odd Couple side piece.
That's right. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. A lot of good stuff to talk about baseball. We're going to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. and what a series he had at Dodger Stadium this past weekend. Also, we're going to talk with Rod Allen, a little foul affair. We'll do that in about 30 minutes. But first, Jonas, there's talk, stories out there, as we, you know, stuff going around that Julio Jones from the Atlanta Falcons is on the trading block and is available, apparently. What do you make of that?
I'm not buying it. I don't think that's – I don't think that's true. I don't see why this would be the move that they would want to make. I understand he was a little banged up last year. Calvin Ridley's been a really good wide receiver. But if you're the Falcons and your issue is on defense and you've got this problem, you probably are going to need to put up some points. You probably need to score a ton. Arthur Smith is there from Tennessee. And for me, if I've got Matt Ryan, and I know I can't get rid of Matt Ryan because I've got him for the next 2 years, do as much as you possibly can to surround him with as much talent as possible. And I don't see how getting rid of Julio Jones makes things any better there. I think Julio Jones is going to be an Atlanta Falcon come week one. I just don't
know. And you know what? I think I heard Arthur Blank singing the song, "Me and Julio Down by the School Yard." I don't think that things are changing too much. Thank you. Thank you. Just Craig Melvin.
I mean, where do you any come chance up with I this get? Crap?
I know. But you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not buying it totally. He's had a great career down there. I mean, they should have won a Super Bowl. Remember that big third down catch against the Patriots that set up first and 10 at the 22? They needed a field goal. Would have put them up by 11. It was just Julio Jones, though, as good, as great as he's been, or whatever, it's kind of understated. Am I right? Like,
well, yeah.
People don't talk about him that much
because he never, like, there's no diva to him. Like, if you think, like, have you ever heard of Julio Jones, you know, going public with his displeasure? Even when he's unhappy with his contract, it's still pretty quiet, and they're able to get something done, and they reworked his last deal, from what I remember, over the past year or so to make sure he got, you know, a little bit more money. And look, here's the other thing, and I don't know if you're a believer in this like I am. Everybody puts a lot of stock in draft picks. When you make a deal like, hey, well, how many picks did you get in return? To me, I want players, okay? So picks are great, but I've always looked at draft picks like they're unscratched lotto scratchers. I mean, until you scratch them, you have no idea what you got. So you can give me 100 lotto scratchers. If all of them turn out to be nothing, then what's the point? It's 100 of nothing. So the Cleveland Browns traded away 5 picks or got 5 picks from the Atlanta Falcons for Julio Jones. I ask you this. Who won that trade? The Atlanta Falcons won that trade because they got the best player on the board. So went to see how many years it's been since that move and the great career Julio Jones has had. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, look at his numbers. That guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. I know you love Julian Edelman. You've argued for Julian Edelman. That's your guy because he's a Patriot and you feel really good about Parker's Patriots. And I get all
okay.
that.
Okay. Yes.
But Julio Jones is a flat out Hall of Famer. No doubt about it. Just look at the numbers. Look at where he stacks up. I don't see him leaving the Atlanta Falcons. I don't see it happening.
I think you're right. I think he'll probably wind up there and finish in there. All right, let's switch to baseball. Can we do that?
I've been wanting to for 3 hours. I don't know why you don't like baseball.
I love baseball, and I'll tell you, that four-game series, we already saw it. And Jonas and I text over the weekend during the four-game series. over the Fernando Tatis Jr. performance at Dodger Stadium. The Padres won 3 out of 4. Some exciting games, Jonas. He became the first shortstop. What, he hit 5 home runs in the 4-game series?
Awesome.
First shortstop to ever do it. This guy's shoulder was hanging like from a meat hook 2 weeks ago. I mean, I just cannot get over. I thought we had lost him. And when I say we, baseball, for 2 or 3 months, you know, with the shoulder. And did you see, Jonas, he's changed his batting stance and the grip to hold the bat with both hands and still knocking the ball out of the park at record distances. I mean, Jonas texts me, the dude is a ridiculous stud I've ever seen. So to start a career.
Listen, everybody sort of looked at the Padres like, what are you doing giving him that type of contract? Let me tell you something, man. The Padres, they could end up looking at this thing. I think that's going to be a deal that that Tatis is going to be happy with at the beginning, and the Padres are going to be happy with at the end. Because Tatis, you're going to look back on that deal and go, man, that's a hell of a deal for San Diego based on what this guy's got the potential to turn out to be.
But he's only 22, and they gave you $300 million, and you know, Jonas, this ain't the NFL. He's going to get every nickel.
All of it. He's going to get every penny of it, and he lives in San Diego. Guy's a stud. And you know how, look, in Major League Baseball, are there more superstitious athletes than Major League Baseball players?
No.
I mean,
everything.
Remember Turk Wendell? He used to pitch in the majors. He used to brush his teeth, and then eat black licorice between innings. Like, very superstitious. Guys have certain routines.
Don't you remember Wade Boggs with the Red Sox? Used to eat chicken every day.
Yes, yes. And so you have these certain routines you go through.
I think the streak was broken, though, from what is it, Polo Loco? Because because he went there, they charged him an extra 15 cents for a Diet Coke.
By the way, for our listeners on the iHeartRadio app in Jalisco and Guadalajara, Mexico, I apologize for Rob butchering the name. It's El Pollo Loco. What's wrong with you?
What is it? El Pollo Loco? Is that it?
Unbelievable.
It's, I can't remember the name of it.
El Pollo Loco. It's El Pollo Loco, not Loco Polo.
And what is that? Loco chicken? What does that mean?
It's crazy chicken. That's
crazy chicken. Yeah, crazy Diet Coke, too. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, let's double check. Rob Guerra, who is actually Fernando Tatis' stunt double, if he had dreadlocks. Rob Guerra, it's crazy chicken, right? That's El Pollo Loco?
That is correct, Jonas. And I will say that I think Rob Parker would know how to pronounce it if he hadn't been boycotting them for 2.5 years because they raised the drink prices 10 cents.
That's right. And I haven't been back.
Listen, there are hills to die on, and then there's that. And you apparently have chosen that one, Rob Parker, because they raised the price 12 cents on their Diet Coke.
That's all right.
Polo Locos.
Well, Rob, more bad news for you, though. I know you've been out of the studio for a hot minute now due to the pandemic. They also raised the prices of the Diet Cokes in the vending machines here in the studio. They are now 85 cents.
I'm not buying another one. That's outrageous. I'm done with that. All right, I'm done. When I get back in the studio 5 years from now, all right, I'm done.
but here's, you know, the thing about Tatis and changing the swing, you know, he's had the same swing and stance and all that for a long time. He pops his shoulder out. There's discussions that he might be out maybe for the year. And what does he do? He just decides, okay, I'll just use a different swing, and then comes back and starts hitting monster shots at Dodger Stadium against really good pitching. It's not like he's pitching. And then you got Trevor Bauer, who's bitching about, well, he was stealing a sign, and he was like, all right, man, whatever. Like, you want to go with that, then go with that all you want. I think this guy is fantastic for Major League Baseball. I have not been this interested in April baseball, and in particular, a rivalry, despite what the Dodgers say, in a long time, Rob.
I agree with that. I've watched all 7 games, Jonas, and I've enjoyed them. I really have. But one thing that's out there is, you just mentioned Trevor Bauer, who, you know, with his antics and celebrations. And Tatis was letting it go. He was celebrating, doing dances on the base pass. I mean, as he ran around hitting home runs, because I think he had 2 off of Bauer, didn't he?
Yep.
And they asked Trevor Bauer about it, and he didn't have an issue with it, but I'm sure there's some old school people who aren't that happy with a guy celebrating off the, you know, bad fortune of a pitcher. Where are you on this? I think it's refreshing. And it was great to hear Trevor Bauer say that he wasn't bothered by it. You know, like if you don't want the guy to celebrate, strike him out. Get him out.
Yeah, there's a lot to not like about Trevor Bauer, to be honest. He's a little obnoxious. He tries a little hard. I think you're disqualified from trash talk when you cut your hand playing with a drone before a playoff game like he did with the Indians. I think you're disqualified for the rest of your career, but he runs his mouth and he does his thing and he tries to stir up controversy. But him coming out, being the pitcher who got taunted with Tatis doing it twice, where he turned to the dugout and covered one eye because yep. Bauer was doing that in spring training. And then he did the little Conor McGregor walk that Bauer does as he was walking back into the dugout on the second home run he hit off him. The fact that Trevor Bauer, the guy getting taunted, is coming back afterwards saying, no, I think it's great, man. When I struck out Hosmer, I pretended like I was putting a sword back in my pocket.
Did you see that? Right.
Yes. And then Hosmer did it to him, and they were laughing about it. Like, if you want to grow this thing, it's the adapt or die mentality. Baseball is a great game. It's a fun event to go to live. But the problem has been, people look at it and go, all right, but where are the highlights? Where are the stars? Where are the – you've got it right here. I mean, look at Shohei Ohtani. He's not pitching all that great tonight.
He's a stud. Absolutely.
Absolute stud. Fantastic watch. Like, look at – just in Southern California, look at all the great players you get to watch just in Southern California. Open up, broaden your horizons. There are stars in other places. It's not just Yankees, Red Sox like it was back in the day. And the sooner baseball comes around to that, I think the better off the game is. I really
do. And I think Tatis Jr., you know what? A friend of mine who is a Dodger fan said, like, he hates the Giants because, you know, that's their real rivalry against the Giants. But said, I can't, it's hard for me to hate the Padres. Like the style of baseball they're playing. We saw this, Jonas. They stole 5 bases on Saturday and another 5 on Sunday. Who's stealing bases anymore?
It's
and
great.
Tatis is stealing bases.
It's great. It's like, if you're watching an NFL game and you see a bunch of motion on the field, doesn't it just grab your eyes?
Yes.
Like, you're watching a game, you're going, oh, there's a guy in motion here, there's a guy out the flank here, another receiver. Like, it grabs your eyes. You're more paying more attention because there's something's busy and it's happening on the screen. The Padres are stealing 5 bags a game against the Dodgers. Like moving around, manufacturing runs along with all the other talent they've got on the roster. And you and I said this at the time. And a lot of people criticized them, and they criticized the Phillies. When they went out and gave those big contracts to Machado and Bryce Harper, you remember we were on the air, and we said, good for them, man.
Yeah.
This isn't dumb money. Good for them. They're out actually spending. And those are two markets where you're looking at it going, well, they haven't won in a while, so at least they're making an effort. And now the Padres look like a legitimate contender in the National League. They still got to tighten some things up, obviously, and they're going to get some guys back healthy. But if you're a blowhard Dodger fan and you want to continue to dismiss them as little brother like the Lakers were doing to the Clippers for a long time and still do, that fan base got a rude awakening this weekend at L.A.
No doubt. And here's the other thing. Do you know the Padres pitching ERA is lower than the Dodgers? And the Dodgers are loaded, I mean, pitching-wise.
Yep.
So that says a lot. All right, here we go. We want to hear from you. Do you have a problem with Fernando Tatis Jr. taunting pitchers? Or do you think his style of play is actually good for baseball? 877-996-6369. We want to hear if you watched the Dodgers Padres with Sunday Night Baseball, if you've gotten to watch any of these games, have you seen Tatis, your thoughts, and do you like his style? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with Jonas Knox and for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. and Jonas dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox, talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. and his great weekend in a four-game series against the Dodgers. And do you like his style? Is he too cocky for you? Too much taunting? You just want him to be straight-laced and just play ball and not all that extra stuff? Where are you? Jonas, I know people want to jump in on this.
Yeah, and Sean is in Sacramento who wants to chime in on the discussion. Sean, you're on with the Odd Couple. What's happening?
My uncle from another mother, the Prince of Darkness, and my brothers behind the boys. How y'all doing today, man?
Doing great, Sean. What up, buddy?
Hey, man, I love the radio with Jonas, man. I made a little comment over the weekend to Bucky Brooks about him having a red rifle in his pocket. Hey, it's glad to hear y'all not fired yet, Jonas.
Can you believe that,
Rob? Wow. Yeah. Red rifle.
You don't know what you're missing, Rob.
It's almost as bad as Rob giving that clue last week. Morning.
Hey, did you hear that, Jonas?
No, I didn't.
It was for John Wood. That was...
You are unbelievable.
Hey, man. Uncensored afternoon radio, man. I love y'all two together. My take real quick, man, is, like I was telling Fred Rogan last week, man, this rivalry, I'm gonna deem it a rivalry. This gonna bring baseball all the way back, man. I love how Bauer's taking it like a man. I know it doesn't hurt that the Dodgers won either, but we gotta keep this kind of stuff going, man. Tatis, keep doing your thing, man. You're gonna bring baseball all the way back.
It was fun. It's been fun, no doubt about it, Sean. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
He's got star power written all over him, and you know, you see, obviously, his dad was a good player in the majors, and
what's crazy is on the anniversary of when his dad hit the two grand slams in the same inning, Jonas.
Yeah,
against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. And Tatis hit two home runs that night. I think that was Saturday night.
Plus, he's got this swag to him. Oh, just this. Just
without
this,
even trying.
Yeah, and he's just a young dude who's only going to – and man, you remember Albert Pujols? Like, Tatis is only going to fill out. Like, he's just going to fill out. He's going to get bigger. He's going to grow into his body, and then he's going to be a monster. We continue on with the discussion here on The Odd Couple, and we go to Dr. Midnight, who is in Toronto here on FSR. Dr. Midnight, what's happening?
Nothing much, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Rob, I'm surprised I just want to say to echo Sean, I'm surprised you're still on the air after Friday's antics with the Tyshirt Tower of Trivia. I almost spit out my milk and water, quote unquote, listening to you guys. But in any event, I like Tatis' actions. It brings a lot of character to the game. If you can do that in basketball and football, why can't you do the same in baseball? And I also equate Tatis, his actions, I equate it to the, you guys are talking about wrestling, the heel of the villain in wrestling or the heel in wrestling. People love to boo a bad guy. It brings attention to them, and you will want to pay money to see that person get out or get their upcoming drink. It's up to the pitchers to get him out. Maybe he can taunt, he can do what he wants, but if they don't want that to happen, they got to get him out the next time he comes with the bat. It's completely up to the pitcher.
All right, here. So you're in Toronto, Rob. You'll remember this. Remember when Jose Bautista had that bat flip?
Right, it was a big playoff home run. It was
big
tremendous,
time, and he got killed for it. And I remember watching it in real time, going, "That is awesome."
Man, like, it was awesome. It was a big moment for that team.
And he got killed for it. He got crushed for it. People couldn't stand him for it. And that's why when he got punched by Rougned Odor when they had that dust-up at second base, everyone was rooting for Rougned Odor, and it was all because Bautista flipped his bat. Like, think about that. It was all because he flipped a bat. People wanted to see him get beat up. It's crazy.
No
Andre
doubt.
Is in Massachusetts listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Andre, what the hell do you want, man?
What's going on, Jack? Taking a call?
Yes, sir.
What's happening, Andre?
Jonas caught a bit of the show last night with Brady Quinn. guys breaking down the draft. You know, late night I was driving back from Boston, so and then, of course, you and Bucky. You know what I mean? Good stuff. And obviously, Rob, we know the Tyson Tower tribute was legendary on Friday, so it was just tremendous. But to the business, folks.
Thank you.
Tatis, yes, this is what baseball needs. They need a star who's marketable, who has personality, as you said, Jonas, has swagger, and then, of course, he can back it up with his play. Reminds me, Rob, you remember this back in the everyone. Reggie Williams, I believe, New York Yankees, 1977, the three home runs. And he had, you know, he obviously was tremendously talented, you know, but he walked with it a certain way, and just people just gravitate to it. So you have the major market, Los Angeles, San Diego's on the come up. On the West Coast, obviously here in the Northeast, we have the Red Sox and the Yankees. This is – baseball needs to – be behind this 1,000%, you know, because this can sweep a lot of things under the rug in terms of the labor and management issues that they have and put the game right back up there on top. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep, thank you. I don't think anybody who actually watched, if you watched, there's no way you weren't entertained. Am I right, Jonas?
It's fantastic, man.
Right.
Like,
I know we're just talking about an April baseball game, and you're like, what is the big deal about it? Oh my God! Stop talking about it.
Okay, but that is the issue because here's a fact about Major League Baseball. No sport. I don't want to hear about the NFL. I don't want to hear about NBA. I don't want to hear about you. If you want to argue NHL, we could be fair with that discussion. That's an even discussion. Tell me which professional sport, from the regular season to the postseason, ratchets it up like Major League Baseball does.
Right.
It is a night and day. Their problem is not the postseason. The postseason, baseball is exciting, man. You're on the edge of your seat every pitch.
Because
the wild
every
card
pitch
game.
Matters,
exactly.
Right? Even a ball, Jonas, like a two-strike pitch that goes for a ball, is like that could change the whole game,
it
right?
It could change a legacy based on one pitch in one moment in the postseason.
Yep.
So baseball, the postseason, they're good. They don't have to worry about the postseason. They always do well in the coverage and Fox's coverage, and I know you cover baseball in the postseason. They're fine there. Yes, April is the issue. May is the issue. June is the – like, these months count. That's why this is a big deal, the fact that he's being discussed, that they're doing interviews, that they're talking about an April game. People can dismiss
it. And you know what it is? You just said it, Jonas. We're talking about the game.
Yes.
Not like how do you fix baseball. That's the only time people
exactly.
want to talk about it. And I'm tired. I refuse to do those topics because that's the only time. No, let's talk about what we saw this weekend. And this player who is just rejuvenating the sport and the interest. I'm telling you, even a casual baseball fan knows who Fernando Tatis Jr. is.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when we were talking about baseball the past couple of years, what was the main story we were talking about? The Astros cheating scandal.
Yeah.
So to your point, this is actually a product on the field. This is somebody on the field. And it's not a best of, let's look back on the career, tip a cap to Albert Pujols. No, we're talking about the next 10 to 12 years of Major League Baseball that could be impacted by this guy. And it's in a place like San Diego, which hasn't had a lot of that. And they're going head-to-head with the Dodgers, who are the defending World Series champs. Now, I mean, if you want to call them World Series champs, I don't reward 37% of games being played as World Series champs. But never mind all that.
Wow.
If you want to reward them, that's fine. But this is phenomenal for the game, and the fact that this guy's got star power that's going to translate over to and cross barriers that maybe have never been crossed before or haven't been crossed recently, I think it's fantastic. And if you're Major
no
League
doubt.
Baseball, milk it while you got it. Just like you did Yankees Red Sox years ago,
milk this while
you got it.
The baseball conversation will roll on with our man Rod Allen. That's right. Foul or Fair is next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what, Jonas? It's time for foul affair.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's the Odd Couple with former MLB veteran Rod Allen.
That's right, it is Foul or Fair, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we break down all the biggest headlines around the world of baseball. Even though we just spent the last 20 minutes talking about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yes, we were.
We had a double dip, and only way to do that is with a real baseball expert, not that fraud, Rob Parker.
Somebody who actually played in the big league.
Exactly.
Right.
None other than the great Rod Allen. Rod, how you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm solid. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, Rod?
Doing great.
You know how this segment works. I got three baseball topics. If the guys like what we're saying, you'll hear this sound.
It's a fair ball.
And if you don't like it, you hear this sound.
That is a foul ball.
So let's get right to it. Story number one. We've been talking about it again last half hour. Fernando Tatis Jr., the talk of Major League Baseball. He hit five homers, stole three bases, and scored nine runs in the Padres' weekend series against the Dodgers. He was incredible, as you guys have been saying. All that excitement has got me and a lot of people in America wondering. Rod, is it foul or fair to say that the first 2.5 years of Tatis has been even better than A-Rod, Griffey, and Mike Trout? Rod, what do you think?
I'm going to go foul.
That is a foul ball.
Hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit now. I mean, I watched this young boy over the weekend. I mean, he had me glued to the television set. I'm not going to lie, I didn't miss a game. I was there when he did miss an at-bat. I mean, he's electrifying. He's a tremendous player. He can do no wrong on the baseball field. But when you start talking about A-Rod, and he hit 50 home runs when he was real young, 40-40 guy, not sure when he did that. But Griffey was unbelievable at 19 years old in the big league, 30-40 home runs. Trout, I mean, what can you say about it? No, he's very, very good, but I have to go foul. I'm sorry.
All right, Rod, I'm going to – you make a great point, but I'm going to say fair.
Oh, really?
Ball. And I'm going to go from this standpoint. I'm not being a prisoner of the moment, but everybody likes to talk about how Trout could wind up being the best baseball player ever. And guess what? Fernando Tatis actually had better numbers in his first 100 at-bats, I think, than Trout had, or was his first 100 games, than Trout has. And everybody's talking about that Trout could wind up being that guy. A-Rod was unbelievable. Griffey was unbelievable. But Tatis has something magical going on with the swag. And you know what? The only bad part of his game is defensively. He still, you know, muffs balls. But he is an unbelievable player so far.
There's a drop. I'm going to go foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, man, listen, I'm with Rob. Can we slow down a little bit here? Like Rob Parker's the guy who every time he sits down at a meal, he says it's the best meal he's ever had. It's like, come on, man. You said it last night. You said it the night before. He's a great player, phenomenal talent, but get through the season healthy, first and foremost. That the shoulder is still somewhat of an issue. We just hope he doesn't take one hand off
his swing. Except for dodging pitching, I guess, that is true.
Yeah, at Dodger Stadium. He's phenomenal, but I think it's still a bit of a stretch that we're going to put him in that league, in that category with those other three.
See, I had to stick that one for Rob Parker. He texted me and said, get this question in. I got a hot
take. I definitely want to get that in.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Madison Bumgarner threw a 7-inning no-hitter for the Diamondbacks over the weekend. However, given that the contest was again played over 7 innings instead of the standard 9, Major League Baseball will not recognize it as a no-hitter in the record books. Rod, is it foul or fair to penalize Mad Bum given that it was the MLB's decision to make the doubleheader 7 innings?
I'm going to go fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, they made a new rule back in 1991, I think it was, when they said that you have to have 9 innings of no-hit baseball for it to qualify as a major league no-hitter. Yes, I get the fact that they're playing 7-inning games. I get the fact that that's what Major League Baseball has instituted now with the doubleheaders. But still, the rules are the rules. He had an unbelievable start, one of the best starts of his career, he said. But unfortunately, he gets a complete game and a win, but no-hitter. If he gets a no-hitter, they got to go back and give Armando Galarraga a perfect game back in the day.
No doubt. I'm with you, Rod, here. It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I agree. The rules are there. It's not a nine-inning no-hitter. And you can't start doing that because then you start mixing apples with oranges. And all of a sudden, you have a fruit salad. You don't have baseball. So that doesn't work out. I'm going to go. I'm with you, Rod, on that one.
I think it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Look, if we're going to say the game counted in the win column and it counted as a win for whatever pitcher was on or a loss for whatever pitcher, if it was official that the game counted in every other statistical category, why all of a sudden are no hitters disqualified? He pitched what baseball put in front of him. He gave up no hits in what baseball put in front of him. And now all of a sudden we're telling him, no. That doesn't count. It's not a no hitter. And I think it's our job to tell the story, not let the box score readers get a hold of this one. Madison Bumgarner, you have joined a club. It is the no-hit club. Congratulations to you and yours.
That was not a no-no.
Not at all.
All right, here we go. Last one. We're going to finish strong. It is Fowler Fair, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio with our man Rod Allen. Rod, ESPN Major League Baseball insider Buster Olney reported a few days ago that the Yankees and the Angels very briefly discussed a trade that would have sent Aaron Judge to Los Angeles last offseason. Now, obviously, the move never came to fruition, but given Judge's lengthy injury history, is it foul or fair to say the Yankees should try to deal Judge rather than offer him a big contract extension?
I'm going to go foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, this is why the conversation was so brief. Here's Brian Cashman calling the Angels. We'll take Mike Trout for Judge. The Angels hung up on him. That's why the conversation. That's why the conversation is so brief. Who are you going to trade Judge for? Otani or Trout? Absolutely not. The guy's 28 years old. I get he's been injury prone, but he's got that easy power. He's graceful out in right field. Really a better right fielder than people give him credit for. He has to stay on the field, but at age 28, the damage that this cat can do, if I was the Yankees, I'd try to lock him up right now, next couple of years. I wouldn't follow protocol like they've always done with all their free agents, let them get to free agency. I'd try to lock this dude up just to see what he's about. That's what I would do with Judge.
Rod, I'm with you. This is foul.
That is a foul ball.
And I'll tell you this. All you need to know, if you don't think that Aaron Judge is a personality and fits with, like, the mold of a Derek Jeter, a guy like that who people love and respect and enjoy watching the play. The Yankees, when they put that judge's chamber in the stands for Aaron Judge, had never done that for any individual player in the history of the Yankees. Never, ever. It told you the connection he has with Yankee fans. They will eventually re-sign him and give him a deal. He'll be a Yankee for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Look, the problem is Giancarlo Stanton, man. I mean, like that, like he, what is he batting, 186? He's like 186, 187, something in that range. Like, he's not been good for them. And that's the guy that I look at and go, I wonder how that contract is going to age. I like Aaron Judge. I think Aaron Judge has got a ton of potential. I think, you know, we're still just scratching the surface. The Yankees have been a disappointment. But I think he does everything the right way. He says all the right things. And plus, didn't he get his teeth fixed? It's going to take a little while to get used to his new teeth while he's playing games. All right, so you got to account for that. And for me, I'm not getting rid of him because of it.
Yeah, hey, that's yeah. Hey, I'm wearing Invisalign every day, so I know what
yeah,
you're all about.
Yeah, you're on TV a lot now.
There you go.
Yeah, he is.
All right, Rod. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Rod.
All right, more Odd Couple coming up next. It is Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox. Stick and stay, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, wrapping it up as we always do. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. What? We do wrap it up at the end. Stop it, guys. You guys are all over the place.
Oh, man.
And Jonas, you know, I guess I can consider myself a sneakerhead, right? Would you say that? Yeah, love sneakers.
You got a problem.
I don't have too many vices in life, but one of them is I like to buy sneakers. And I see something I like, I buy.
It's the weirdest thing because you're very smart with your money. And some would say frugal, but I just think you're very smart with your money. You understand the value of a dollar, which is coming from, you know, the gated communities of Brooklyn like you did. That's really
Jamaica
saying something.
Queens. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So that's really saying something. But as smart as you are with your money when it comes to food purchases and everything else, damn, shoes hold you hostage.
You cannot stop.
It's crazy.
I bought $800 sneakers. I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. Where I see something I really like, and it's like, okay, I'm just going to get it. And you know, Jonas, the stuff you're talking about is true. I feel like because I don't, knock on wood, I don't have a lot of expenses. I don't have any debt. You know what I mean? That if I see something I really want, then I just don't hesitate. But it's a problem because I buy way too many sneakers and stuff. And then I have to sell some off because I got too many and I can't wear them. But did you see this story? Kanye West wore a pair of his Yeezys. What was this, Rob G? Was it at the Oscars?
It was at the Grammys, Rob.
Grammys, at the Grammys. And this was back in 2008.
Nobody watched either one. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about
right.
It.
But you know what? They were sold at auction. Are you ready? $1.8 million for a pair of his Yeezys that go for, I don't know, $210. You know, like that's what they cost, $210 or something like that. And somebody paid $1.8 million for the pair that he wore to the Grammys in 2008.
I mean,
Rob G has something. Give us some context.
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons why they sold for so much. Number one being that they are Nike Yeezys, and you know, Kanye is not a Nike guy. He's an Adidas. So they're rare in that regard, is number one. Number two, the people who bought the sneakers is not a Rob Parker or even a Jonas Knox, who is also balling out of control, to let him fool you.
Yeah.
It's a sneaker investment marketplace called Rares, and apparently the intention is to flip them at a later date.
How do you flip 1.8? What are you going to flip it to? 2.8?
No kidding.
Like, where's the margin, Jonas? It's not like I bought a pair. All right, I was lucky. I was in the store. They had my size, and I got a pair of sneakers that were, $199, and if I could flip them for $500, right? I would take $300.
Okay,
right.
you got to find somebody. It's one of two people is gonna pay over $1.8 million to make it worth your investment. All right, it's one of two people. It's either somebody who's an extreme sneakerhead or somebody who really likes feet. Which means Rob Parker and Rex Ryan are on line one and two.
Oh my!
Okay, so I'm just saying it's one of the two. Somebody is gonna end up paying a lot of money for those sneakers, and I don't get it, man. I don't understand. I don't know why anybody would pay 1.8. Listen. $210. I've never paid $210.
I know. I want you to get a pair of Jordans. I mean, I think it's time, Jonas. I'm serious.
It's just not happening.
You're married now. Come on, man. Life has changed for you.
Yeah. Listen.
Smell them.
Yeah. That was Rob Parker, by the way. That was
really beautiful feet.
That was Rob Parker on the Golden Girls cruise.
Oh, my.
Going by the lounge
chairs. Is that gray hair on your big toe? I'm sorry.
Mind if I touch that?
Yeah, well, most people were playing NBA Jam. Rob was playing Toe Jam growing up.
Don't even
worry about it. But yeah, listen, $210 for a pair of sneakers is crazy. $1.8 million and you are clinically insane. You need your head examined. You paid $800 you paid for a pair of sneakers.
I know, crazy.
I mean,
I'm a sugar now. I know it. I who are you telling?
Yeah, you won't pay anything over $5 for your ball gag, which is just weird. Like, I don't understand.
My man. Always, as always, a pleasure, Mr. Jonas Knox.
Man.
So much fun.
Always.
No doubt. All right, It is the Odd Couple. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you join us. Jason Smith coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.